tonight off Queens with the addition of the Queens PTSD. And it's the missing service medical records impact, you know, I've been a victim of that little game too. You know, your medical records are missing, we don't know where they're at.
Oh boy.
And then they accuse me of taking them and holding them and not releasing them. I don't know what the deal was with that. Since the missing service medical records impact issues that you have claimed, we cannot make a decision of any of the pending issues at this time. Therefore, you still have time to present evidence requests for you in our letter dated March 29th. Please remember that we asked you to complete and return your PTSD questionnaire, which I've played three of them and returned them. And, you know, they never made it to them for some reason or another.
Yeah, I've heard of a couple hundred cases of paperwork like that being lost when you send in the form. This has been a little longer than I expected, but I want to wrap this up with, you know, asking you some questions about, now that you've been over there and come back, how do you really feel about the war and what's going on right now?
Well, as far as the war is concerned, Saddam had to be dealt with. There may be no actual ties or any type of real hard paper trail evidence to Saddam and terrorists, but come on. I mean, you know, the guy was a bad guy. He murdered untold amount of people.
Yeah, and I mean, that was the whole thing. I never disagreed with that he had to be taken out.
You know, it should have been done a long time ago, at least a good 4 years ago. I mean, I commend Bush for trying to take the bull by the horns and deal with it, but, you know, he just did it in a way, you know, that, you know, he basically used, we feel used, as a veteran we feel used, and then thrown away. Because, you know, here we are now with problems from doing our job that we went over and do, and it's like there's a hidden agenda by the VA to deny. And until there's some type of congressional inquiry about it and investigation to expose, to bring everything, all the inner working of the VA to light and examine how it's being done. And, you know, say for instance, you know, the VA laws that cover the VA, what the VA is supposed to rule by. You know, they're breaking the laws that are there for their guidelines. Now, if you go out and you break the law, you go to jail. These are government people in a government department breaking government laws. Should not anybody be held responsible for it? Should there not be something, you know, especially in my case, I've got the paperwork to prove that they did exactly that. They did not follow the guideline in Chapter 38 that says, you know, if we can't disprove what this man is saying, we've got to give him the benefit of the doubt and grant his claim. What they're saying is, although I proved it, I went straight to the horse's mouth, I went to my unit, and got a letter from my unit verifying what happened as proof. They still said, well, we can't prove it, so we're not giving you nothing. They broke the law when they done that.
Yeah, and I mean, they just, you know, basically with you and a lot of other guys, they're just kind of throwing you away like garbage after you come home.
Yes, so, shouldn't somebody be held responsible?
Yes, absolutely.
I don't care if it goes all the way up to the Secretary of Defense, or all the way up to the Vice President or the President. Something needs to be brought out to light. And it needs to be shown where these orders are coming from, who's giving them, and why, and then they need to be dealt with. Because they're not just putting people out to pasture. They're allowing people's lives to go down the toilet. And in essence, they're destroying people's lives. Any chance for rehabilitation, any chance of somebody being able to get the help that they need to come combat what, you know, what the real problem is with PTSD, the sickness from it. Instead of getting the help that they need, the financial support, the medical support, and all the support that comes with being a veteran, or supposed to come with being a veteran, a lot of people are being denied and left out on the street, and it's destroying people. It's putting people in the gutter. It's putting people in the morgue. And you know what? It's destroying families. It's putting family members in there. How many people first come back from Afghanistan and killed their families?
A lot.
Exactly. And why did that happen? Because there was nobody there to help these people to deal with their problems. You know, you can blame it on the soldier. You can say, well, he just didn't come to us for help. It ain't his job to come to you for help. When you're sick and you don't know you're sick, how do you expect to get treatment? How do you expect this person to know how to get treatment? And then, when you're sick, you're told you're sick, and you know you're sick, and you go to them for help, and they deny you. Even with their own doctors telling them, this man is sick from this, from combat-related service, and they still deny you. They're not only being irresponsible, they're committing premeditated murder to a lot of the vets that's got nowhere else to turn.
Now, I'm going to ask you a real hard question, because I've heard it from other vets. Would you consider that almost a treasonous act against the troops as they come back?
Well, yes. These people, including myself, although I was not a direct combatant of 11 or 12 Bravo, they get out there and fought in skirmishes and firefights. I did the same thing as what those people did. I signed the paperwork. I put my ass on the line to go over there and do something for my country, for my government, for my family. And then I come home to find out that I'm too insignificant, that even though I could provide all the proof that they could ask for, they still refuse and deny me. And then I'm left with nowhere to go, unable to take care and support myself, and they don't care. When they say, you know what, thank you for being a soldier, thank you for going over there participating in the war, and defending your country the way you did, but you know, you may be sick, but that's not our problem. That's what they're essentially telling you.
Yeah.
You may be sick from the war, but that's not your, that's not their problem.
No.
You know?
So, I mean, what do you... Now, let me ask you something. You've basically lost your entire life right now, and it's never going to be the same again. And, you know, how do you feel about that?
Well, it's like this. I'm 36 years old. I'm single. I feel non-desirable because of the problems that I have, the baggage that I have. And it is due to the PTSD. My life has been turned upside down. And I have no future. What future do I have? You know, it's like I've told them time and time again, it's not about the money. It's not about receiving a paycheck every month. It's about getting the help, because I'm still motivated to get the help and work through it. But it's about getting the help, getting the medication, and helping others that's going through the same thing. The crying out shame is that if you come back, and instead of receiving the help, no questions asked, you know, you got to beg for it. You got to go out on the street, you got to march for it. You know, if they don't, you know, if they don't want to help their veterans after they've used them, tell them up front. Let them know what they're getting into. You see, that's what us veterans are doing now. That's the reason why the recruitment is down so low. It's because I've got a nephew that's 22 years old. He was going to join the Marine. You know what changed his mind?
Uncle William. But went to war, came home all screwed up, and is basically living on the streets. That's what changed his mind. He don't want to do that. He wants something that's got a future in it. He wants something that he can feel like he's accomplishing something with his life. He don't want to get obligated to go into a war that people want to backpedal on and then turn around and next thing you know, you're sitting there, you got problems from it, and they want to deny you and argue with you about it, dispute your problems, that even you got doctors or an entire staff of doctors telling them this man's got problems due to the war, and they still want to kick it out and say, well, prove it.